Welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. I pray you had a relaxing and fun 4th. July 4th, as you know, is Independence Day in America. It's when we celebrate our country's birthday. It reminds us that our founding fathers had won the victory and had taken their promised land. Today, I want to talk to you about taking your own promised land. Don't you know? Taking your promised land means war. The story of the Israelites gives us valuable insight into how we could do that. The Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, but God had a promised land in store for them, a land flowing with milk and honey. This land represents our unique destinies, places God has ordained for us to thrive and fulfill our purpose. This story about the Israelites taking their promised land is found in Joshua, the book of Joshua. And specifically, we're going to bring out scriptures in Joshua 1, Joshua 6, Joshua 7, and Joshua 14. You may still be in the wilderness wandering around trying to get to your promised land. If you are, then ask the Lord to lead you. Seek His face. Get to know Him deeper. Trust Him and follow Him. And He will lead you there when you're ready. The same as the Lord Most High led the Israelites through the wilderness, fire by day and a cloud by night. He led them. You may be on the edge and about to step into your promised land. If you are, this is a time for deeper consecration and commitment to the Lord and His ways. It is a time to be circumcised. Before the Israelites could cross the Jordan and enter the promised land, they had to be circumcised. The circumcision we are called to is one of the heart. Deuteronomy 10:16 tells us to circumcise your hearts, therefore, and do not be stiff-necked any longer. So although they had to be circumcised in the natural, they had to also have circumcision of the heart. It's your heart that God looks at. In the wilderness, they had to fight some enemies. But they were there because they had uncircumcised hearts. Oh, they might have been circumcised in their bodies. But circumcision has always been a sign of covenant with the Almighty. You can see Genesis 17:11 for that. But when we are born again, we enter into a blood covenant with Yeshua. And when we circumcise our heart, we show that we take that covenant seriously. We show that we are willing to follow the leading of the Lord and do things His way. The Israelites who came out of Egypt, they were not willing to circumcise their hearts and do things God's way. They had unbelief. They disobeyed God and they refused to take the promised land when they had the opportunity. So they had to wander around the wilderness until all that came out of Egypt, 20 years and older, had died. And the new generation came up to the promised land. And before they could enter it, they had to be circumcised. And so they got there 3 days at the Jordan, healing from circumcision. Circumcision is cutting off the flesh. In Romans 8:6-8 and 13 says, the mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. This is what circumcision of the heart is. It's putting to death the misdeeds of the body. It is choosing to go and sin no more. If you have already crossed your Jordan and entered your promised land, then like the Israelites, you must be willing to face challenges and trust in God to claim your promised land. Enemies in the promised land are different than the ones in the wilderness. There are giants in the promised land. But Joshua was commissioned by God. And we read this in Joshua 1:1-9, that God commissioned Joshua to lead the Israelites into the promised land, just as he's calling us to step into our destinies. The command is clear. Be strong and courageous. Why do you think he started the command with that? Because there's giants in the land. We must be strong and courageous. But Joshua was to lead his people and allocate the land among them as an inheritance. God's presence is our assurance of victory. God told Joshua, "No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live. I will be with you, just as I was with Moses. I will not leave you or forsake you." Just as Joshua was told to be bold and courageous, so must we be. Claim our inheritance, we must fight some enemies and defeat some giants. And we know that Yeshua will never leave us or forsake us. Amen? He will be with us till the end of the age. That's what he said. He promised that. So with God on our side, who cares who's against us? It says, who can be against us if God be for us? We have the Lord with us. And if we listen, learn, and obey without argument or delay, we will all have a happy day. We will get the victory. Amen? Jericho was the first city the Israelites encountered in the promised land. Its high walls seemed insurmountable, but God provided a victorious battle plan. The Israelites obeyed God's instructions, marching silently around Jericho once each day for 6 days. Then on the seventh day, they marched silently 6 times. Then on the seventh time around, they shouted and blew the trumpets, and the walls came down, and the city was theirs. What a sight that must have been. You ever wonder what the inhabitants thought as they were watching the spectacle for a week? Hey, Tom, they are marching around the city without making a sound. Look, Zeke, they're doing it again. What the heck? Again? Really? What is up with this? Okay, this is really weird. Every day just marching around our city and not making a sound? What are they planning? What kind of crazy battle plan is this? They must have been amused and yet confused. But frankly, they must have also been terrified. They were like, this is really weird. This is crazy. They might have hurled insults down at them. But one thing is for sure. Joshua 6:1 says, "Now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in." Think they were scared? Yeah, I think so, a little bit. They locked their gates and watched them and try to figure out what was going on here. What are they doing? They're just marching around. They're not even saying a word. This is kind of freaky. It's weird. A little scary. Put them off a bit, I think. And you know one thing, when people are scared, they tend to attack others, and they couldn't attack them physically, so they must have attacked them verbally, yelled down insults to them. Hey, crazy people, what are you doing? How difficult must it have been for the Israelites not to say anything? Maybe they were just as confused about this battle tactic as their enemies. But the Lord commanded it, And so they obeyed the Lord. And when they obeyed, the walls came down and they had victory over Jericho. Our Jericho moments will require faith and obedience and recognizing God as our battle commander. Sometimes the most unlikely strategies lead to the greatest victories when we trust in God. Don't let those who don't understand deter you or get you rattled. Just keep marching without a word until the time comes to make some noise. After Jericho, Israelites suffered a surprising defeat at Ai due to sin in the camp. One man's sin, Achan, caused the whole nation to suffer defeat. Disobedience is serious. I wrote a book titled Choices. We learn in that book that our choices affect others. Achan's choice to disobey cost Israel the victory at Ai. It also cost not only his life, but the lives of his entire family, including animals. Do not be an Achan. Learn what the Lord wants you to do and obey. Listen, learn, and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Joshua's initial discouragement turned to action as he sought God's face, confessed sin, and dealt with disobedience. This is what leaders must do. If they're not getting the victory, they need to seek God. Is there sin in the camp? Let's find that sin. Let's repent of it. Let's get it out. Cleanse the camp. Purge out the sin. Circumcise our hearts. Once sin is addressed, we can return to that battle and get the victory. Just like once sin was addressed, the Israelites returned to Ai, this time with God's strategy, and they claimed the victory. So from this, we can learn that setbacks in claiming our promised land are often opportunities to address sin, refocus on God, and experience greater victory than before. Caleb, one of the original 12 spies, trusted God for his promised land. The same mountain he had envisioned 45 years prior, despite the presence of giants. Yeah, he said, we can take it. Joshua and Caleb, they were like, oh yeah, there's giants in the land, but we can take it. Remember, and the rest of the people believed the other 10 spies who trembled, said, no, we're like grasshoppers in their sight and in our sight. They said, we cannot take it. They didn't believe in God. So here is Caleb. And it's finally time for him to take his promised land. And Caleb declared, I am still as strong today as I was the day Moses sent me out. I am 85 years old, and I'm still able to fight as I was then. Wow, you can read that in Joshua 14, 10 through 11. Caleb was bold. He was courageous. He was strong. And he said, I can do this, because he knew God was with him. So we learn from this that age and obstacles, giants, cannot stop us from claiming our promised land when we maintain faith and trust in God's promises. If you are older and feel like you have failed, be encouraged. You know, Moses didn't become the deliverer until he was 80 years old. And here, Caleb was in his 80s when he took his mountain. Keep trusting and obeying the Lord. Follow his lead. Keep moving forward. With God's help, you can take your promised land and fulfill your destiny. So the Israelites' journey teaches us that claiming our promised land requires obedience to God's commands, trust in God's battle strategies, dealing with sin that hinders victory, persistent faith, even in the face of giants. Like Caleb, we may say, give me this mountain, and trust God to lead us into the fullness of our destinies. Let us courageously claim our promised land, not by our own strength, but through faith in God, our commander. Amen. Now, the Lord wants me to share one more thing, a little piece of wisdom before we close with prayer. After a battle in your promised land, especially if it's a giant that you had to defeat, take some time to heal and recover from that battle before entering into the next one. The Lord, I believe you continue to follow his leading, will not lead you into battle after battle after battle. But he'll allow you that time to rest and recover from each battle. So make sure when you enter into battle that it's the Lord leading you into that battle. Don't fight the battles that the Lord don't lead you into. There may be battles in the promised land that you have to fight at a different time. Each battle has its time and its battle strategy. Exercise wisdom and make sure you take time to recover after each battle. I know for me right now, I've had a strong battle this past month. The month of June was a lot of fighting. And now I'm entering into a time of rest and recovery. So this is wisdom. And pastor friend of mine gave me this wisdom. Take time to heal, recover from this battle. Don't just keep running ahead, trying to fight battle after battle, taking that promised land. Take time to heal and recover, and then seek the Lord for the next battle strategy. Keep moving forward. Take your times to rest. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That's our seventh day rest. Sometimes when we've gone through an extended time of battle, like a month, you might have to take a week off. Take your vacation. Rest. Recover. Let the Lord heal you. Let the Lord pour into you so that you have the strength to fight the next battle. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, I come before you and I lift up everyone who's listening to this message. And I ask that you give them courage and faith, claim their promised land. Lord, reveal any sin in the camp that may be hindering their victory and give strength to deal with it. Help us to be circumcised in our hearts, to cut off the flesh and walk in the Spirit. Lord, you're giving us victory over every giant standing between us and our destinies. If we would only believe, if we would only trust in you and listen and learn and obey your battle plan. Lord, help us to have open ears to hear and obedient hearts. Help us to trust in you. You know how to win each battle. And each one will be different. Sometimes we fail because we try to use the same strategy as we have in the past. And that strategy is not for this situation. We must seek you for every battle that we encounter. Every day, seek you and learn, what should we do today? What's the plan for today? And obey that. Help us to enter into our promised land and fully take it, to defeat the giants and the enemies in our promised land and fulfill our destinies. This is what advancing the kingdom is all about, taking our promised land and advancing the kingdom in the earth, destroying the enemy's plan. We thank you, Lord, for giving us courage and boldness and battle plans, victorious strategies. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We need wisdom, worldly wisdom. Give it to us, Lord. You said if we lack wisdom, you ask and we'll receive. So we admit today that we need godly wisdom. And we ask for it. And we thank you for it. We bless you and we exalt you and we lift up the name of Yeshua, the name above every name. Thank you that we are in a blood covenant. And we are going to circumcise our hearts with your help and show that we take that blood covenant seriously. It's a valuable covenant. And we really are thankful for it. We pray all this in your precious name, Yeshua. Amen. Well, I hope that was encouraging to you and you were encouraged to be bold and courageous to take your promised land, to circumcise your heart, get sin out of the camp. Let's not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Study the Bible and find out what that means. And seek the Lord on the battle plans that you need to take your promised land. Amen. Go out this week, be safe, courageous, and defeat some giants. And as always, if you got questions or comments or testimonies, I want to hear it. Send me an email, lotsofloveministries@yahoo.com. Connect with me on Facebook. Amen. So until next week, be safe, be courageous, be bold, kill some giants. And I bless you with shalom.